You ever look at something someone else does, and it looks like an incredibly easy thing, but when you actually get down to it, it's ridiculously hard. It's basically what you see when you see writers, you know, they write stories and novels and stuff, and you see them making a lot of money, so you think, I can do that, and then you try it out, and you completely fail. And then you see artists try to draw stuff, or you see Dave Rossi, I think that's his name, on TV, doing all these kind of fancy artwork, pieces of art, and they make it seem like the simplest thing in the world, but you actually try it out, and it's a terrible, terrible thing. That's what's been happening with me, as far as these audio boos go. Alright, I subscribe to a webcomic called bugcomic.com, and the author on there, the webcomic artist, he started doing these audio boos. And I started to try it out myself, see how it would go, and he doesn't seem to have too hard of a problem with it, but the four times I've tried to open Audacity, too, so that I can record it and then properly edit it, they've all completely failed. Like, Windows has shut them down because of some unknown, probably illegal action of my part, of course. Anyway, so here I am. Short introduction. My name is Trenton Stoll. I'm the author of AdvancedApathy.com, hence my username, Advanced Apathy. There's not really a whole lot to know about me. I'm just a writer. I'm interested in sci-fi. And I thought I'd start this audio boo, because it seems like a relatively simple thing, and it's a lot easier than having to write long articles. And I've been having a problem lately with writing them, because, as I've found out, getting to know myself better in the creative field, I have a terrible habit, and I'll share it with you guys. Basically, I don't get anything creative done if I'm not under some kind of restraint. Alright? For about 2 weeks now, I've been listening to Bug Comics. His name is Adam. And his audio boos. And I thought, you know, every time I see that, I thought, I'm just going to go ahead and do that. It's simple. Just download the program and go ahead and record. Well, I never ended up doing it. I mean, when I was a student, it was a similar problem. You know, I'd never get any work done unless I absolutely had to get it done. But as far as getting started on this audio boo, it was really difficult. I could not motivate myself, so I kind of put it in the back of my mind, figured it'd be something I'd just never do, you know, content myself with listening to others. Then yesterday happened, where I was told by my sister that she would need me to help take her to the dentist, because after she came out, she'd be all kinds of drugged, right? So I go ahead and get ready to go to sleep, and I realize it's about 12 o'clock. Now, I'm going to have to get up at about 5:15 in order to be able to get ready and then go and pick her up. So that leaves me about 5 hours if I was to drop dead asleep right then. But that didn't happen. I started thinking, you know what, maybe I'll go ahead and start that audio boo thing. See, this is the creative process I have. My mind completely works against me when I try to do anything constructive, when I have hours of free time doing nothing else after I'm done with work. But the moment that I really need to just go to sleep, or the moment I really need to get some work done, I all of a sudden get these spurts of creativity. In fact, if you go on my website and you look at the articles and you look at the dates that they were published, they're all pretty much published in the school years. And if you look at the times, based on West Coast United States standards, they were done during school hours. I was working in the computer labs, doing computer work, supposedly. And I was just writing. And I got my best creative spurts when I was supposed to be working, but of course I wasn't working. It was ridiculous how lazy I was. Or am, I suppose. Anyway, so I decided to give you guys a short introduction. A lot of people have, that I've shown this recording to, rather past recordings, have asked me about like specifics, like, what do I intend to do with the series? Do I intend to do it daily or whatever? Well, my response is, I don't really know yet. It could be a daily. It's likely going to start out, but I wouldn't be surprised if it goes to every 2 or 3 days after that. But we'll see where it goes. I intend to kind of keep it really, pretty lighthearted. Maybe if I have a grievance or something, I'll come on here and, you know, rant. But relatively kid-friendly, too. I don't intend to curse or anything. Kind of basically the same way I keep my website. I would encourage you guys to go to bugcomic.com and read the webcomics there. It's really good stuff. And he has an audio boo, and his username is bugcomic, one word. So I'd go ahead and suggest that you guys go ahead and try that. So I'll go ahead and see you guys later.